we would have a corner like that, and we would have to tote this wood in as our parents would cut it and tote it in and put it in that box, so we'd have wood to use in the stove and in the fireplace.
That's very interesting.
And we would, and mostly at that time, the mostly the cooking utensils would be big old iron skillet pots and things, not aluminum like we have today. It would be mostly iron containers, what they mostly used to cook in at that particular time that I can remember.
Well, now, would you have a different place to cook in the wintertime and in the summertime?
Do that same place.
The same place. Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever see a summer kitchen and a winter kitchen?
No.
Everybody, you need kitchen.
Same kitchen. Because in Mofa, in the country, there wasn't winter things like this. There would be what they call the winter, there'd be shutters. They would be made out of boards, just like the walls is. And then you would open those windows. There were no screens and nothing like people's have now. That I can remember. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what did you do in the wintertime? You must have had to keep those clothes.
They had clothes them in the wintertime. See, just like if it's a pretty day, you would open them for the light. And in the wintertime, you didn't hardly open unless it was a nice sunny day or something like that. And it wasn't cold.
So did you didn't have any light in the rooms?
No lights. You know, at that particular time, there would be... they would use kerosene lamps or either what they would call flambeaux. A lot of people would use torch from a fat lighter splinter, you know, like that.
To light the room?
Uh-huh. That was your light you had to see by. Everybody, at that particular time, most everybody was using that, like that white and colored, because they wasn't able, well, in fact, there wasn't no electric lights long and then, and that was all that they had, with, you know, mostly kerosene lamps is to, you know, have a light, you know, by like that.
That's really interesting. So if it was, if you had a cold spell in the middle of the winter, you didn't have any much light in your room for a while, did you?
No, not much light.
So did you stay inside?
Well, no, you'd have to get out, because just like children is now, you know, you can't keep them in if it's cold or hot. They're going to run outside. And two, since you mentioned about the light, now there was a white lady named me, and she was Miss and I do remember when I was a child, she would send my mama word and tell her to send me up there if she wanted to see me. She couldn't see me, but you know what she would do? She would feel me all over to see how I would be growing.
Oh, like really? She was blind?
She was blind. And she was in a room. Her room, they had the dark shades to the window. But you never did open them for no light for her. And she had her in her bedroom. She had a large rocking chair, and she's sitting in that rocking chair and rock, you know, when she's sitting down. And I often think about, you know, would go to her house, and she would feel me, you know, see how I would be growing, you know, like that. But she was in a dark room. She never would have no light in her room like that. And she mostly sit in her room with a bonnet on her head.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So she was a real old lady?
Yeah, she was old, because you see, at that time I was a small child and she was old. But she named me before she was blind. Uh-huh.
Well, did she have glass in her windows?
Glass windows at her house? Not at that particular time. She had them on board, you know, windows, shutters.